Welcome back to Introduction to Business. During week two, we're diving into a topic that's not just important for your career, but for your character. Business ethics and social responsibility. Whether you're in New York, Nairobi, New Delhi, or New South Wales, the principles we'll explore today are universal. They shape how businesses operate, how leaders lead, and how we, as individuals, make decisions that impact the world. Let's begin with a simple question. What does it mean to do the right thing in business? Ethics is about knowing the difference between right and wrong and choosing to do what's right. In business, ethics guide decisions that affect employees, customers, communities, and even the environment. The Bible tells us in Proverbs 11, "The Lord detests dishonest scales, but accurate weights find favor with him." But ethical decisions aren't always black and white. Imagine a company that refuses to pay bribes in a country where bribery is the norm. Is it ethical to compromise to save jobs, or is it more ethical to stand firm and risk closure? These are the kinds of dilemmas business leaders face every day. Now that we've explored what ethics means in a business context, let's take a closer look at how unethical behavior actually shows up in the real world. Recognizing these behaviors is a first step towards preventing them. Researchers have identified common categories of unethical behavior in business. Let's take a look at a few. So, taking what doesn't belong to you. Lying or giving false impressions. Conflicts of interest. Abusing power, permitting organizational abuse. The Apostle Paul wrote in Philippians 2, "Let each of you look not only on your own interests, but also the interests of others." Ethical business means thinking about people before profits. But identifying unethical actions is only part of the equation. The next question is, how do we decide what is right in the first place? There are several philosophies that help us navigate ethical decisions. Utilitarianism, do what brings the greatest good to the greatest number. Justice, treat people fairly and equitably. And individual rights, respect the inherent rights of every person. Micah 6 gives us a powerful framework. What does the Lord require of you? To act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. While personal values and philosophies guide individual decisions, the culture of an organization plays a powerful role in that too. Let's explore how businesses can shape ethical behavior from the top down. So ethics isn't just personal, it's cultural. Organizations shape ethical behavior through leadership, training, and a code of ethics. Consider Ben & Jerry's, where the CEO's limited his salary to just 7 times that of the lowest paid worker. That's leadership by example. Or think of Wells Fargo, where employees open fake accounts to meet sales targets. That's what happens when pressure overrides principles. When ethical behavior becomes part of a company's DNA, it naturally extends beyond the office walls. That's where corporate social responsibility comes in. Businesses doing what is good, and not just because they have to, but because they choose to. Corporate social responsibility means businesses care more than just about profit. They care about people, the planet, and doing what's right. CSR has 4 parts: economic, legal, ethical, and philanthropic. Companies like Chick-fil-A, Salesforce, and Deloitte are leading the way, donating meals, encouraging volunteerism, and investing in communities. Luke 12:48 reminds us, "To whom much is given, much will be required." Businesses have power, and with it, responsibility. Corporate social responsibility isn't just a feel-good concept. It's about real responsibilities to real people. Let's break down how businesses can serve their key stakeholders with integrity and purpose. A business has many stakeholders, right? Employees, customers, investors, society. So let's break each of those down. So to employees, they need to provide fair wages. safe conditions, and opportunity for growth. To customers, be honest, deliver quality, and respect their rights. To society, pay taxes, protect the environment, and protect local community. And to investors, is to be transparent and accountable. Some companies go further by becoming B companies, committed to high standards of social and environmental performance. As the world changes, so do the expectations placed on businesses. Let's wrap up by looking at the latest trends shaping the future of ethics and social responsibility in the global marketplace. Ethics and CSR are evolving. And here are three key trends. First, we have strategic philanthropy, giving that aligns with the company's mission. New social contracts. Employees are expecting more flexibility, fairness, purpose. And then global responsibility. Multinational companies must respect local cultures while upholding universal values. Gap Inc. is a great example. Publishes a list of the global factories that they own to promote transparency and working conditions. In a global company, ethics isn't optional, it's required. It's about people and it's about purpose. As you begin your journey in business, remember the words of Matthew 5. Let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Let your business decisions reflect your values. Let your leadership reflect your faith. And let your success reflect your service to others. Thank you for joining me today. Welcome to the world of business with integrity. God bless.